Welcome to the April 12th virtual Easter service of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Blacksburg, Virginia. Our service today is led by our minister, Reverend Pam Phillips, assisted by Worship Associate Kimberly Homer. The theme for the service is Easter in Our Times. A video of the service will be made available and the link will be provided in the UUC announcements. Because the site for the video is not public, it will include material that is not allowed in this publicly accessible audio recording because of privacy and copyright considerations. Rachel Crane, Acting Director of Lifespan Faith Development, prepared a video with children in the RE and their parents that tells the Easter story. Included in this podcast is the audio, which to some extent captures the spirit of the video and tells the story.
Good morning, everyone, and good Easter morning to us all. And now, Kimberly Homer will welcome us all.
Good morning. I'm Kimberly Homer, your worship associate. And while we're not physically together today, our beloved community is worshiping in this virtual space to continue inspiring spiritual and ethical growth, creating compassionate community, and transforming our community and world with courageous love. Welcome to those of you who've never gathered with us before. We're glad you found us. If you want to learn more, please visit our website at uucnrv.org or email our minister, Rev Pam. Please fill out the virtual visitors card link in the chat so that we can stay in touch with you. If you have a joy or a sorrow that you'd like shared out loud today, you'll find that link in the chat too. Many of our weekly gatherings are getting together on Zoom, and I have to say I was skeptical about this, but it's been fabulous. Check the calendar on our website and get the links to those groups. We'll be starting a story time for the children this week on Wednesday morning and Friday afternoon. Our opening words today were written by the Reverend Gretchen Haley. Roll away the stone of your hesitant heart. Let the light shine on all the sleeping shadows. Awaken to this day that offers itself to you and to all as a gift. Awaken to this beauty that persists, this chance that we might begin again. That even here we are finding our way to healing and hope. That even now, we are changed by the in and out of breath, the rhythm we forge across screens and comments sections, the recreation of community, the remembering of how to grieve together, woven through loving, that we might still surprise this earth with a new song sung together, calling us all in. And before long, sending us back out to life. Come, let us worship together.
Thank you, Kimberly. Today we have a special treat. Because this is Easter and our multi-generational, intergenerational service, Rachel Crane and I got together and made some plans. And she has done an outstanding job of creating our Easter story as told by the children and youth of this congregation. So much gratitude to Rachel and to the families who shared in making the video. I think that this may be the best Easter service we've ever had.
Easter is the story about Jesus, who was a great teacher who lived 2,000 years ago. Like the Christmas story is the story of Jesus' birth, the Easter story is the story of his death. It's important to understand that Christians don't celebrate the death of Jesus, but rather what happened after his death. Now, everything we know about Jesus is what's written in four books of the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Now, I know that the Bible looks like it's one big book, but it's actually made up of a collection of books. It's not a history book full of facts, but a collection of stories written by different people over different times. And these four books about Jesus don't agree on everything. Jesus had been dead for about 30 years before the first book about him was written. We are going to take parts from each of the four books as we tell the Easter story.
Jesus traveled around a little country of Palestine, teaching people how to be kind to each other and how to live a good life. He taught that every person is loved by God, whether they are rich or poor, well or sick, male or female. Large crowds would gather around to hear Jesus' message of hope, love, and welcome.
God loves you!
God loves you!
Palestine at the time was ruled by the Romans and by their governor, Pontius Pilate, a very cruel man. The Romans didn't like Jesus stirring up the people of Palestine and worried that he was a dangerous troublemaker.
Jesus is such a troublemaker!
Jesus had been teaching about 3 years and was about to undertake a public ministry in Jerusalem. He spent 40 days fasting and praying before traveling to Jerusalem, and this is this period celebrated as Lent. Jesus knew the trip to Jerusalem was going to be dangerous, given how much the Romans hated him, but he believed the message needed to be heard.
He traveled to Jerusalem with 12 friends who were called his disciples. Many Jews had come to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover festival, and when the people heard Jesus was coming, the whole city went wild with excitement.
Unknown to Jesus, one of his disciples, named Judas, betrayed him. Judas offered to lead the Roman soldiers to Jesus in return for being paid 30 pieces of silver.
Where is he? Where is Jesus?
All that week, Jesus continued to preach in the temple every day until Thursday evening, the time for the Passover meal. This day is known as Good Thursday and marks what is called the Last Supper. Commemorating the last meal Jesus shared with his disciples, it was a sad time for him because he had the feeling he was going to be killed.
Jesus broke a hunk of bread and told his followers to think of the bread as his body and to think of him when they ate the bread.
Think of me when you eat this bread.
Then he took a cup of wine and passed it around for each of his disciples to drink. He told them to think of the wine as his blood and to think of him as they drink.
Blood, yuck!
Blood, yuck!
He told them that in a very short time he would be going away and leaving them, and when that happened, that they should love each other as he had loved them. After the meal, Jesus and all of the disciples except Judas went to a quiet garden to pray. Suddenly he heard the sound of footsteps, and through the darkness he could see lanterns and flaming torches coming towards him.
Where is he? Where is Jesus? Where is he?
It was Judas bringing the Roman soldiers. The soldiers arrested Jesus and took him away.
The soldiers took Jesus to the high court, where Pontius Pilate ordered Jesus to be put to death. They dressed him in a purple robe and put a crown of thorns on his head, and mockingly called him the King of Jews.
Jesus was sentenced to die a cruel death by being nailed to a wooden cross, which was the Roman punishment in those days for people considered troublemakers. He was hung on a large wooden cross along with two condemned robbers and left there to die. That was how Romans put people to death in those days, and it was called crucifixion. The day Jesus died is the day that the Christians commemorate as Good Friday.
That doesn't sound good to me.
Doesn't sound good to me.
After Jesus died, a friend took his body, wrapped it in linen cloth, and placed it in a tomb cut out of rock, like a little cave. A heavy stone was rolled across the entrance. His disciples all scattered, frightened that the Roman soldiers would hurt them too. They were sad beyond words and felt hopeless. The messenger of hope was gone from them, killed by the cruel Roman Empire. What were they to do?
What are we to do?
What are we to do?
What are we to do?
third day after Jesus died, a group of women who were his friends went to the tomb, bringing spices to anoint his body. When they got to the tomb, they found the stone rolled away and Jesus' body gone. The women ran away, very frightened.
Where is he?
Where is he? Where is Jesus?
Where is he? Where is Jesus?
Where is he? Where is Jesus?
Where is Jesus? Where is he?
Where is he? Where is Jesus?
This is where the story ends in Mark, the first book about Jesus. Later, another part was added to the book of Mark. This part said that Jesus appeared to the women that he had healed, and he appeared to his 11 disciples, and after he talked to them, he was taken up into heaven. The other three books about Jesus don't say anything about his going to heaven, but they do say he appeared and talked to his disciples. The word resurrection means coming back to life after dying. Many Christians believe that Jesus was resurrected, that he came back to life after he died. Most UUs do not believe that Jesus' body came back to life again. We think of Jesus as a great human being who taught people to love rather than to hate. And we think that the story of the empty tomb gave his followers hope and allowed them to remember Jesus in their hearts, knowing that love is stronger than cruelty and death. In that way, Jesus and Jesus' message live on after he died. So let us remember that Easter Sunday is in celebration of the day that Jesus came back to life, whether you believe in a physical resurrection or a renewal of his message of hope and love. Death and cruelty are not the point to the Easter story. The point is that love and hope triumph, and the message of love lives on. The story of Easter has important wisdom for all of us, offering a life-affirming message that's an antidote to despair, even in the most difficult of times. Note also that the Easter story occurs in spring, a time when the natural world is also reborn. Seemingly dead plants set forth new shoots, baby chicks hatch from eggs. The egg itself, probably hunted by some of you this morning, is in itself a symbol of rebirth. The message is simple. Even in the most trying of times, transformation is possible, and the message of love lives on.
Thanks so much to everyone who helped create that video, especially to Rachel and all the children and youth who participated in creating our story. And let's not forget their parents and whoever did the camera work on the video. Thank you so much. The story of Easter is one that takes us through the darkest of times, times when it is hard to find hope. And as Rachel said, we celebrate Easter at a time of year we are coming out of the darkness of winter, but we find signs of hope in all the plants that begin to grow again. Spring gives us hope. Let us acknowledge that we are living through a time of trouble, uncertainty, and despair. All the while, the signs of new life, of rebirth, abound. May we be sustained by these reminders of hope. Reminders that we do move through the seasons of our lives, even the most dark and dreary. And may we be sustained by the power of love, the message that Jesus taught with his life. May we know the power of love in both the giving and the receiving of it. Amen, and blessed be. Kimberly has some exciting news for us.
One way we can embody love is by sharing our gifts. We haven't been able to pass the basket since we started gathering virtually, but today we can begin again to take up an offering electronically. You'll see on the screen two ways to make a donation. You can text the word fund to the number 844-909-2617, or you can also download the Give Plus app to your phone. And I'll just add that on an Apple phone, it's give and then a plus sign. You don't see the word plus spelled out on the Apple. Either way, you can choose to pay your pledge or give to the shared offering. Each Sunday, the UUC donates half the collection plate to local charities and UU-affiliated organizations. We were going to share the plate with the Interfaith Food Pantry, but we've learned that they can't use money right now, and they really need donations of food. If you have the means to donate food directly, please do so. Instead, this week, we'll be sharing the plate with the United Way's COVID-19 Impact Fund.
Today, we celebrate Easter not just by looking for eggs and eating chocolate bunnies. We also celebrate it by considering what we might learn from the lesson of the Easter story. What does it have to teach us? As Kimberly and I planned for today's service, we wondered together why this particular story has lasted so long. Many different ancient cultures told similar stories about men who died and were resurrected or reborn. What was it about this particular story? We can find one answer when we think about the question the children asked over and over in our retelling of the story. Where is Jesus? Especially on the morning when his friends discovered that the stone had been rolled away and the tomb was empty. Where was Jesus? Where was he? Well, I think he was in the hearts and minds of those who loved him and followed him. Jesus lived on in the stories his disciples told after he was gone. The stories they told of his life and of his message of radical love were so powerful that they have been continually told up until today. Rising out of despair, those stories carried a story of hope. So today, I invite all of us to consider what stories we want to carry forward, or those stories that we already carry forward of those whom we have loved. What messages of love and hope sustain you? And think upon those stories with gratitude. And as we live through these unparalleled times, what stories do we want to leave behind for those who love us? We are writing important chapters of our lives every single day. May they be stories of inspiration, stories of hope, and stories of the power of love.